still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right, looks nice.
Troy Bond is here, everybody.
He's oh, my God.
We're on the air now, Troy. We're already having a horrible time.
No end bombs.
Yes.
No end bombs. I will not be dropping any like you fellas have.
Yeah, exactly. Because no, we saw you walk in. We're like, here we go.
I'm in a pimp coat and no pants.
Right. Troy Bond's at the Tempe Improv tonight and tomorrow. If you want to get over there, TempeImprov.com. We have not met. We now know a lot about you. It's a wonderful introduction so far.
Thank you guys for having me. It's
of course.
I love coming to do radio and not knowing who I'm coming to talk to, because it's always like this for me. It's intense. We sit, we talk, and now we can, we're like the King of the Hill dudes, honestly.
Bobby? Yep. And now we're just best friends hanging out.
I love it.
And we learned that you're interracial, which we didn't know, because I honestly thought you were somehow or another Ralph Macchio's body double.
Hair double. I get that all the time.
But you're black and white.
Black and white, yeah.
And you look very Italian.
I'll take that. Forget about it. Yeah. What is that? Over here. I fell off a truck. What are you going to say, huh? He's a good guy, Furio.
But you were telling us about your dad, and we think that he might be someone we'd like to have you call him.
Yeah, let me see if I can get him on the line.
No, don't do it.
Yes.
I bet you.
Yeah, Brett would love that.
I bet you.
Yeah. We all would.
I'm going to see.
I have a button.
Because he called me right after the. Do you really?
Yeah, if he says it, we'll be okay.
Okay, all right, cool.
I won't be, because I'll
be put on speaker. I'm going to call him several times.
Do you think he's in school right now?
Even if he is, he will answer if I call him three times.
Your dad has a pet name for you.
Yes, but he won't.
Dad?
Dad, you're on the radio.
I should have said, what the hell?
Yes, yes, yes. And you shouldn't have said a second time. But you're on the radio, and they specifically asked me to call you. And I was telling them, do not repeat this word. I was telling them that you referred to me and my brothers as the N-word growing up because you couldn't remember our names.
That never happened. I refuse to admit it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Mr. Johnny Cochran. That glove don't fit. Every time you bring up trauma to your parents, they get amnesia for no reason.
I'm like, it was AI.
I have no idea. Who is this? Who are you calling?
We are on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Joe Rogan himself.
That's
yes.
Right.
Joe Rogan, I've been wanting to talk to you for years.
Oh, no.
I'm not on Joe Rogan. I'm not on Joe Rogan. Jesus.
You can play pretend.
Wow, crazy.
And I want to go on Joe Rogan's and just bite your tongue.
Don't do it. Don't start
please.
That.
We all would like to.
Who the hell am I talking to?
You're talking to a radio station that's going to put ducats in your son's pocket, and they wanted to talk to you specifically.
Oh, then they need to put money in my pocket.
I'm going to send it to you. I bought you a car.
Yeah, buy me something.
I'm going to buy you a car and make sure I cut the brakes myself.
I have a car. I want a house.
I'll buy you a house and make sure no homeowner insurance happens, and it'll be in Katrina.
Yeah, invite Joe Rogan there. Him and I go in the
there backyard. You go. God, I am going to have no career after the show. I feel like I'm on the phone with Cat Williams right now. Joe Rogan is 5'6".
If you were talking to Cat Williams,
he does Cat Williams
and I should have bought
I learned how to do all my impressions from my father, every single one of them. Beavis? Have a great night. We have to go.
All right. Hang up on your dad, because I like him a lot.
All right. I love you. I'll call you back.
When is he on tour? We're going to get him in there.
I get him on the host sometimes. He did stand up when he was in high school, and he was on some soap opera in the 90s that never made it.
No kidding. What was the soap opera?
No idea. Never made it.
You don't even know the name of the soap opera?
Venice Beach.
We couldn't say two things growing up, my middle name or the soap opera.
What's your middle name?
Lamerick. And because my grandmother was a geriatric birth, and she was about 37 when she had my dad in the 1970s, December 17, 1970. And after she gave birth to him, she went into the shower, and the nurse was filling out the birth certificate. And she said, what do you want the name of the baby to be? And I guess with the acoustics, the nurse heard Troy Lamerick Bond, when in fact my grandmother said Tracy Lamont Bond.
Oh.
And Lamerick is not a name.
No.
I Googled it several times. This is my
one.
Lando.
Yeah.
You know? And like I've Googled it, and I my dad hates the name, so I couldn't say Lamerick ever growing up. And now I'm just like, yeah, it's a name. I'll tell
his
people.
His name is Lamerick?
His name is Troy Lamerick Bond. I'm Troy Lamerick Bond Jr.
But he passed it on to you, even though he hates it.
Hates it, yeah. Huh. And just as much as everything else about him, he passed on that he hates.
He
didn't
want to be the only one suffering.
Yeah, you know, you do to the oldest. He marries him.
But he's a black dad who stayed and then, like, let you know he hated it.
Yes, yeah. And me.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
Then we didn't talk for 5 years, and then I got successful, and now he answers the phone in the middle of work. It's
you
great.
Guys weren't, you didn't talk for a while?
We didn't speak for a while. You know,
why?
I grew up in a karate school. He owned a karate school when okay. I was growing up.
Wait a minute.
Wait a
this is a Ralph Macchio. Here we go again.
This isn't Bruce Leroy.
No, right? I know, yeah. But we did go. He does know the guy who played him in Enter the Dragon.
Is
we
that
went to
right?
go meet him at a comic convention. We got a picture of it together. Ty Monk is his name.
Ty yeah. Monk.
My dad was a professional wrestler when I was a kid, an amateur. So, like, we did right. a lot of the New England circuit. The Rock just sent me a bottle of his Terramana tequila because his uncle Jimmy Snuka used to babysit me
no
when I was
kidding.
A kid.
Superfly?
Superfly Snuka babysat me 2000 to 2002. He would just be chain smoker while my dad was in the ring. And then I'd be like, see Brutus the Barber Beefcake
oh, yeah.
and more cocaine than I've ever seen in comedy yeah. ever in my life. And I'd be on the road with my dad, and he was a DJ as well.
My
so we never
God.
Listened to music. We listened to comedy albums. And when we weren't doing that on the weekends, I was at the karate school in the dojo teaching martial arts. When you're the coach's son, you got it the hardest.
Yeah.
I spent my life with that discipline, and that's what led me into stand-up. And he and I, when I was getting serious about it, was not happy about me doing it because he tried to do it, and I think two things happened. One, A, he was jealous. B, as a parent, looking back now, it's probably a good move to not want your kid to go into something like show business because yeah. it's not guaranteed. Like, yeah. it's so weird
it's
that
too
I...
too risky.
It's too risky. Yeah. I'm 28. I started doing this when I was 17. I gambled my entire life when I was 17. I didn't even have a license. I just lost my virginity the day of the Boston Marathon bombing.
No kidding.
Days before I started doing stand-up.
April 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
I had nothing to do with it. I was cleared. I was under a trampoline and a block of cheese. Yeah, baby. Only thing that was bombing was my stomach because I was not tolerating that lactose.
Wait, you had cheese and then sex?
Yeah, and then
and
I woke
lactose?
Up with the cheese in my hand under the trampoline.
Oh,
and they were like, what happened to our good cheese? It was like imported from Naples. And I was like, oh, my God. It was
oh
rough.
My God.
Sorry, long story short. Yeah. That's and then, yeah, I've been doing stand-up ever since I was 17. My dad and I didn't talk. He kicked me out of the house when I was 15, or when I was 17, when about 5 years later, we rekindled the relationship. I think
he kicked you out because you wanted to do comedy or just kicked you out because you weren't getting along?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
So you wanted to do the comedy.
You're the oldest, you said. Too.
Yeah, I'm the oldest, yeah. And I knew what I wanted to do, and I knew why he didn't want me to do it. The more you tell your kid not to do something, the more he's going to want to do
sure.
it. And I was on Fallon right before my senior year. I was in the audience, and they did a segment, and I ended up having, like, 5 minutes of improv, really funny screen
cool.
time with Jimmy Fallon. And you see yourself on TV your senior year of high school, you think you're Danny Zuko yeah. from Greece. I was like, oh, Sandy, I geez, like, swear to God, why don't you join Scientology? Oh, my God. I spent my entire – I would leave school on Friday afternoon, skip eighth period, graduated with a 1.0 GPA,
nice.
And that's why I do this for a living because I don't have a forklift certification, and I was the funny guy in high school. I would leave school on Friday mornings, come back Monday mornings at 6:30 in the morning because I did my morning announcements
yeah.
for my school for 2 years. But I would just sleep on the subways in New York, do open mics, hang out at clubs as long as I could, and pretty much build my life until I graduated. Then I got a job at the Empire State Building, dressing up like King Kong.
Sure.
And take pictures with the tourists at the Empire State Building. That was my real job.
That makes sense.
And, yeah, right? Yeah. That's what
it's,
everyone
it's,
goes
it's the route of comedy or pedophilia.
Yeah,
it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Furryland.
You're going one direction or the other.
I was not on the flight lock.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
You weren't going to Epstein? You weren't heading over there?
No, it wasn't off road.
Never forget that day.
It was a problem.
Yeah. Would you have gone to the island with Stephen, though? Imagine.
With Stephen?
To watch Stephen Hawking on Epstein Island, I'd go.
I want to see Tom Hanks because I love Toy Story, and I just like, I know I'm not going to be able to watch it. Wow, geez, Buzz!
Yeah, it would be an interesting one to watch.
Yeah,
any celebrities.
You know what's funny is, I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah.
I found out.
You're wearing a bad coat.
This
I
is
just
original
realized
1988
that's the real
bad
one.
Coat.
When what's I the got, back look like?
You want to see the back? Dude, when I got money.
Yeah, no kidding.
I
how about that?
I barely have any money. I spent $600 on this coat, got it immediately.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun. 98
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Yeah.
And
you were born 6 years after that came
1996.
Out.
1996. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got into comedy through Michael Jackson. We were coming home from a karate trip.
Oh, God.
I should.
Yeah, back to pedophilia. Here
yeah,
we
I
go.
I mean, right, yeah, full circle. We were coming home from a karate tournament, and this kid was playing a Weird Al CD, and he was playing Fat. Yeah. I didn't know what parody music was. Right. I was 10 years old. I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And my dad, as the DJ said, if you want to know why this is funny, go home, watch Michael Jackson's Bad. And then I did, and my life got separated into two chapters. I was like, I don't know what that is, but I want to do some version of that. Yeah. I want to perform. And then I was doing like Michael impersonations and talent shows and doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And then when that stopped being cool, not that it ever started, I really had a love for performing, and comedy was just the natural thing for me to flow into. I acted.
Sebastian Maniscalco used to do that. When he was a kid, he danced and sang to Michael Jackson. Did he
songs. Like, Billie Jean, she's not my lover. Yeah. Okay, what's going on? She's more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. That's what's going on. Remember, always think twice.
I would actually, if that spoken word, I would pay for that. I would actually pay for
it. I'm ready to do it anytime.
Yeah. That is worth watching.
That's where I got my dad does all. My dad does impressions and he does voices. And I remember being a kid just listening to him do them and being mad when I couldn't.
Yeah.
So then whenever I could figure out how to do it, I got him. And then when I could do ones he couldn't, I really got him.
What does he do? What's one he does that drives
you? He would do a lot of Elmo and Jerry Seinfeld when I was a kid. Like, he'd be all like, why do they call it a microphone? Doesn't look like anyone named Mike, I know. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. And then he could never do Homer, and that always stuck with my head. And one day I just figured out how to tap into the Homer Simpson mark. Yeah. Well, look at this. Homie, I don't want you going on Fox News. And that just was the day that I won.
Yeah.
That was the day Luke
What
Skywalker.
Kind of car did you buy?
I don't have a license.
No, what kind of car did you buy him? Because he said you bought him a car.
Don't know. He needed $1,200 for a car. Sent it to him. My mom next week, same thing. They both got their cars. My mom gets into a fender bender 6 hours after she gets the car.
But, wait a minute. $1,200 car still
That's
run?
How much they needed left for the car. My mom is older. Both my parents are like 55, 56.
Yeah.
They're not in great health. I didn't do it as a, this is a gift to you. I did it as a, I'm buying this time that you would work for so I can have it with you when you're older.
I got you.
I don't want to, I want to hold on to my parents as long as I can. Call me a weirdo.
Yeah, I do. I will. That's insanity.
Like the good thing about being where I am at my life now, what inspires me is when I have a brother who's going through university right now. My parents work a lot. And I've watched them work their whole lives and not make any money. I'm able to give my brother who's going to school tuition money.
That's
when
great.
He needs it.
Is he at Columbia?
He is actually studying at Harvard, and it's just under Ben Shapiro. He's just going every week he's there. It's weird. I don't know what he's learning.
He's learning.
I'm going to see him at the anniversary, January 6th, in a few months. him and Candace Owens are going to duke it out. And that is the responsibility I have when I wake up in the morning. Two things is I think, okay, I have these resources I can provide for my family. And two, this is the lame part that I don't like to say out loud, but it is what means the most to me. Fans. I don't even like saying the word fans because it makes me feel like I'm putting myself above people. But when things are low and I need some kind of inspiration, and I don't know what to do, and I think about canceling or I don't know what, I think about the people that like drive across state lines to come to shows or like will wait for a meet and greet. Like that means
the lesser
the world
people
to
make
me.
You feel better about yourself. Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
They make me feel like a superhero.
Yeah. Because you look at them and you're like, God, I'm better than all of them.
That's what it is.
And they love me. They're fanatic about you.
I understand everything about Trump now. Damn it. Like, that's what I want.
It feeds the beast.
It's feeding the beast. I'm with it. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And like that's what I love about traveling in the country is my parents don't have their passports, and I feel like most Americans don't because every state is different. And getting to travel across the country, being my age, it's very easy to fall into a bubble. I've talked to every kind of person there is, from New York to L.A. to San Antonio to Anchorage, Alaska. Yeah. I know how to talk to people. I was in San Antonio a couple of weeks ago. I started off a bit talking about Jesus and why he wasn't real.
In sure.
The context of this joke, right. Which is like not the state you want to start that in. And I did, and I was on their side, and they knew I was doing a comedy show because I know how to talk to them. I've had more. I'm a liberal guy. I vote liberal, but like that's not my whole personality. If you don't vote that way, I don't care. We could still be buds.
Right.
I have had more people who think different than me politically come up to me after shows thanking me for not making them feel stupid because them MAGA dollars are green as well.
And exactly.
Also, we all are living on the same country together. We're like, we're all living on the same rock.
We're supposed to kind of be on the same side.
We're supposed to kind of be. Yeah. The aliens are about to rise up in like 5 years, man. Then when are we going to do?
Skynet. Yeah. It's going to be.
Oh, we're dude, done. It's over. Yeah. Skynet and whatever.
I'm on board.
Once TikTok's gone, it's it.
We're done. Yeah, that's it. Then it's theirs.
It's over. Yeah. They're going to have
crazy
stuff.
I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Troy Bond is at the Tempe Improv tonight and tomorrow. If you want to go, tempeimprov.com. Check you out on Troy Bond 69 on IG. Good one.
Yes. All right. 1-2-68.
You said the other thing that you discovered was Star Wars.
Yeah, yes. Big Star Wars
How old were you then? I mean, was that?
I was 3 years old when Phantom Menace came out. I remember going. Well, see, I have a different thing because, like, you grew up on the original trilogy, and those ones mean. I mean, I love them too.
Yeah.
I understand why you don't like the prequels. I grew up
with
them.
I don't like Phantom Menace.
Right. Yeah. And I could get that, but I'm a fanboy.
Yeah.
So I love things about it, but there are things like, what though? Maybe should not have been so on the nose with what this is trying to do. Yes, I think so. Money only works on me, Jedi. No mind tricks. Yeah. You know, it's like, what were you trying to say there, George?
Yeah.
Pull the balloon back down. And then I'm not even going to tell you what ethnicity the bad guys of the Trade Federation were. But
the Chinese.
Yes.
They didn't even hide
full
it.
Full on accents.
Yeah.
And Jar Jar walking up talking about, Misa, help you find smoke shop. Like, oh my God, the 90s were a different time. And then the reason why I have such a connection with Star Wars is because we didn't have cable growing up, and my grandfather looked exactly like Billy Dee Williams. And
all
we had The Empire Strikes Back on VHS. How you doing, Chewbacca? Yeah, let me look at this. Cult 45 all the time. Han and Leia were lovers, but I put a few fingers in Han if I had to. We'll go find him in that bounty hunter and have a good old time. Like that. My dad convinced me that Lando was my grandfather because they look exactly the same.
Really?
And I was able to quote the entire movie by the time I was like 7, which has gotten me nothing in life. But other than nerd points being like, yep, that's what they're saying. Star Wars to me, I'm into I like Buddhism. I wouldn't say I'm a Buddhist, but I like studying Buddhism and mindfulness.
Sure.
And Star Wars is like the American version. It's like the McDonald's version of Buddhism and mindfulness.
The Zen mindset.
That's what it is.
That's all the forces.
Try not
ever
do
been.
Or do not. That's just like autism, but with philosophy.
Yeah, he was autistic Buddha.
That's what it
that's
was.
Exactly
yeah,
who Yoda was.
Kermit. Yeah, you know.
And Kermit.
He got vaccinated. That was his problem. According to some folks on Sesame Street, that's what Miss Piggy said. She's like, oh, they're turning the frogs gay. Kermit hasn't touched me in a month.
Troy's at the Tempe Improv this weekend. You want to head out there, by all means, tempeimprov.com. Troy Bond, leave us with words of wisdom, sir.
Oh, man.
Change the world.
I know a lot of people out there are about to graduate high school, and if you're looking for a yearbook quote, I would recommend this one.
Okay.
Waking up is the second hardest thing in the morning.
I see. Yeah. What if you're a girl?
Get that. What if you're a girl? Waking up is the hardest thing in the morning, and it's never going to get any easier. Yeah, just keep watching the news.
Yeah.
Pray. Don't pray for Clarence Thomas. Yeah. That's what you
do.
So
what you're saying is women age poorly, and every day is harder to wake up.
We gave them the right to vote. That's the problem.
That's what they should be appreciative of.
I don't understand.
Where is the gift back?
Troy Bond was going to be at the Tempe Improv, and now there's a line of people holding hands. They all have armpit hair. That's crazy.
Troy Bond, everybody. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.